Every yoga class you take with us is a type of anatomy class. It's a health practice. It's an embodied anatomy class. You're going to learn so much about your own system and your own functioning on so many levels, not only physical, but definitely your physical, amazing human system. Shifting from what is normal in terms of our concepts of health and aging and all the systems of the body to something much bigger and much more informed in a big way is what we do in this yoga class. This is Bikram's beginning yoga class, teaching and practicing his 26 postures and two breathing exercises. But major shifts are possible, I should say, and major shifts are possible in just how we think of what we have as a human body, what we can do in terms of our health, and how we can take amazing care of ourselves. So in every single class we have here, this is always a process. You are so invited to join us directly, and we would hugely appreciate your direct support if you are listening in a way that is not connected with us providing support for this work. There are two ways to do this. You can join directly at our website, www.byca.yoga. BYCA stands for Bikram Yoga Capital Area dot yoga. The other way you can do it is through our Patreon community page, patreon.com/bikramyoga, patreon.com/bikramyoga. You can be part of this. This really is a type of attempted shifting, changing, healing, transforming, not only within each of us, but in a bigger population cultural level. So you are so invited. We would love to have you. Please feel free to get in touch through either of those sites and have a wonderful, wonderful practice of Bikram's beginning yoga class. Please start with your feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Interlace your fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin throughout the breathing exercise. Stand up nice and tall, hold the stomach in, focus one point in front of you. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers, elbows as high as possible. Nice. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth pretty wide, push the chin back with your knuckles, elbows forward, and then touch each other. Inhale, breathing, slowly bring the chin down and elbows up. That's great. Suck in your stomach, breathe in as much as you possibly can. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open. Push the head back, bring your hands together, cross your thumbs, elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two, that's right, three, elbows up, four, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, all the way back, three, bring the hands slowly together, five, elbows touch on six. Inhale, breathing, head down, mouth closed on the inhale. Elbows lift up and stretch up as high as possible. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Lift your chest up, suck in your stomach, exhale as much as you can. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, three, look way back, four, hips a little bit forward towards the mirror, six. Again, please, inhale by the throat, very good. Suck in your stomach, breathe in as much as possible, rib cage expanding to both sides. Exhale, breathing, head up. Looks great, Shamina. Push the chin slowly back. Rita, you're doing great. Hips a little bit forward, body weight on the heels. Inhale, head down and elbows up, all together at the same pace. Breathe in more, look straight ahead in the mirror. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Keep your body weight on the heels. Exhale, more, hands together. Elbows together. Inhale, head down. Slowly, elbows up at the same pace. Everything synchronized with the inhale. Now exhale, breathing, head up. So slowly you push the head back. Slowly, elbows come forward. Slowly exhale. Inhale, two more in the first set, please. Suck in your stomach. Breathe in as much as you can so you see the rib cage expanding. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin back. Keep the body weight to the heels, hips, and thighs contracted. Last one, inhale, breathing, head down. Squeeze the inner thighs together, suck in your stomach, looks great. Exhale, push the chin back, mouth open nice and wide, please. Look way, way, way back. Exhale as much as you can, elbows together. Okay, that's great. Arms down by your sides.
You've got it right away, Jessica. You're right, Rita. Very good. Try to keep it simple in some ways, but it's very complicated processes going on. So just try what you can. All right. Second set. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Stand nice and tall. You can swallow a couple of times, and let's start again. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Halfway. 4, 5. Breathe in more. 6. Exhale. 1. Mouth open. 2, 3. Push the chin. 4. Slowly back. 5. Exhale completely on 6. Inhale. Breathing head down. Now suck in your stomach on the inhale, but breathe in more and more until maybe you feel a little bit dizzy. Exhale. Breathing head up. So we're trying to do the maximum exhalation right now. Push out as much air as possible. Inhale slowly. Breathe in by the throat. The nose is just a passageway, ideally not getting in the way. Exhale, breathing head up, mouth open. HA, steady. Ha sound all the way until 6. Inhale, head down. Looks great, you guys. Complete depression of the abdominal wall. Looks great, Shamina. Exhale, 1, look up. 2, 3, look back. 4, 5, elbows together. 6, inhale. 1, you got it. 2, 3, ankle bones. 4, squeezing in. 5, towards each other. 6, exhale. 1, push the chin. 2, 3, weight stays on the heels. 4, that's okay, Marissa. 5, 6, inhale, breathing head down. We're just on the second set of the breathing exercise, Marissa, so if you just do a full set of breathing, you can join us in Half Moon. Exhale, breathing head up, push the chin back. Suck in your stomach, everyone. Push your hips just a little bit forward. Exhale completely. Inhale again, head down. Suck in the lower abdomen, but I want you to lift and expand the rib cage as much as you can. Exhale, breathing. Looks great, Aditi. Push the chin back. Suck in your stomach. Exhale as much as you can. Shoulders relax. Inhale. A few more in the second set. Keep the body weight on the heels. Breathe in more. Exhale. Look up. Eyes open. Push the head slowly back. Look way back. One day you see the wall behind you. Exhale completely. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Halfway. 4, 5. Breathe in more. 6. Exhale. 1. Look up. 2, 3. Look way back. 4, 5, 6. One more, please. Inhale. Breathing. Excellent arms and shoulders, Angela. Now breathe in so much. It's your maximum inhale so far. Then exhale. Breathing. Push the chin back. Keep the elbows nice and high away from the chest. Push out every last bit. Elbows come together. Okay, you can change. Yeah, go ahead, continue, Marissa. If you want to do a good full set of the breathing, then just join us where we are. Okay, masks can come off in the hot room. We will start now the postures. We do 26 postures, two sets of just about all of them. When you're doing the postures, please breathe by the nose in both directions, in by the nose and out by the nose. It will not be perfect at first, okay? So if you catch yourself holding the breath or mouth breathing by mistake, just try again. Do as many breaths as you can with the mouth closed, nice and evenly. All right, let's begin. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times, back and forth, back and forth. When you come up through the center, stretch up again, more and more. Try to touch the ceiling. So you're creating a little stretch all over the both sides of the body, left and then right, all the way up to the fingertips. Keep the breathing as smooth as you can, even in the setup here. Now, when you cannot stretch up anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout this posture, maximum body weight on the heels. Push the hips a little forward from underneath, sucking in the stomach. Lift your chin up so you can see your neck, or could see your neck in a mirror there. Now, suck in your stomach, squeeze palms together. Take one more deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. You're creating a stretch now all over the left side of the body, inside out bones to the skin, especially between the hip and the shoulder, or between pelvis and neck. So push your hips to the left, but I want you to keep the body weight to the heels, inner thighs together, stomach in. And then you take some nice smooth inhales and exhales while holding the posture in stillness. As you come down more, keep both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Take a nice deep breath, squeeze palms together, reach over to the right. Exhale, come down, push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Very good. Lift your chin up, neck visible. Body weight on the heels. Squeeze the legs in towards each other. Suck in your stomach. Inhale again, and then reach over to the left. Simultaneously, push your hips to the right. Beyond the center. Originally, you're standing straight up. Push the hips beyond that center point or center line so you create the stretch on the right side. But all yoga postures, we're trying to create a balance between strength, flexibility, and balance itself. So we need to gather the body in nice and strong. Squeeze the thighs together, hips a little forward, body weight on the heels, arms back and chin up, strengthening the upper back, making more room, in fact, for the rib cage to move and more lungs to be used. As you come down more, keep both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Looks good, juicer, are keeping weight on the heels. Left shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest. Come down, push, hips to the right, reach and stretch to the left, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Next is a backward bend. Inhale, breathing. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Please keep your eyes open. Look for the floor behind you. Now just go back with the head first and now bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. Now you are learning to bend your entire spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward, push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward, maximum body weight on the heels. Now squeeze the hands together and push them back more. That's great, Jessica. So the arms straighten, go back, one more, reach back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle, very good. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, and then bend your knees. Please put your hands on the floor in front of you. You can bend your knees if needed, separate the hands, touch the floor. Now we're going to start warming up for hands to feet pose. Move your hips back and forth a few times by bending the right knee, then bend the left knee, then the right. So the hips and pelvis and low back warm up. Next is Padahastasana, hands to feet pose. Grab the heels from behind. So you step on the fingers, just the fingertips if possible. If you can't grab the heels, you can slide your fingertips underneath the outsides of the feet or even underneath the toes. Once you get the grip behind the heels from underneath, elbows stay behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Wherever you're able to get the hands, bring the stomach to the thighs, chest on the knees, and try to touch your face on the legs below the knees so you create no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Pull on the heels, push your knees back to create a tremendous stretch all over underneath the backside of the body. Coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Looks good, Marissa. Everybody roll forward, body weight to the base of the toes. Exhale, pull on the heels, push the knees back and hold it right there. Change, please. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace grip and slowly you can come up, arms and head together. Looks great. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. You've moved your spine wonderfully in four major directions. Left side, right side, back bend. And then that last one we did is considered a decompression. So decompressing just a little bit on each joint. It's just a miracle we can do this. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release, point your fingers, thumbs crossed. Now as you inhale, suck in your stomach, try to touch the ceiling, bend your upper body to the right, push your hips to the left. However far the body goes does not need to be a concern, all right? I want you to just try the inputs, try the instruction, go in the direction of what you hear, and then you observe and listen. At some point you feel a limit. You may feel a limit of endurance of your breathing and cardiovascular system. You may feel a limit of mobility. You may feel a limit of strength. Something might shake because it's fatiguing. All of these are wonderful. So come down until you feel a limit and then try to hold. The main thing is that you hold the posture in stillness with normal breathing. And then when you can do that, you can try to go a little further for 5, suck in your stomach. 4, take a nice inhale. 3, squeeze palms, reach. 2, come down and push. 1, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, body weight to the heels, arms back, chin up, inhale, reach up and over to the left. Push your hips, pelvis to the right. Go ahead, please. So from the side, if I'm looking at you from the side, you want everything in one line or plane directly above the heels. So that's why all the instruction, maximum body weight on the heels, Two butt cheeks push forward, but you suck in the stomach. And this will stabilize the lower body and strengthen the relationship between the legs, pelvis, and lower spines. Very, very good and important over the long run. Left shoulder a little bit forward, opening up the chest. Keep the chin up. That looks great, Jessica. Come down, suck in your stomach, push your hips one more to the right. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. It's amazing. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Now arms, you can reach up a little bit to straighten the elbows and lift the chest. Yes, Jessica, and then bring your arms back. That's wonderful. So you're reaching, not only the arms going over the head, but stretching back, reaching back past the face. Try to touch what you see back there. Nice inhale breathing. Now exhale, push your hips, stomach, thighs forward, standing tall without bending the knees. Everybody reach back, go back, look back, more back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Looks great, Juicer. Take a deep breath, stretch up, suck in your stomach, hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Nice and slow. Anytime you need to slow something down, because the body's saying slow down, then you can slow down. Move your hips back and forth, right and left. And always we need to distinguish, and at first learn to distinguish what is the difference between the body saying, hold on, and the mind saying, I don't feel like it. We have to learn this wonderful, tricky business inside. Okay, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. It's such a basic thing, right? Okay, grab heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Face to the legs below the knees. So you have no gap between your upper body and the legs. If the face does not touch the shins yet, just push the face towards the legs. You will get 100% benefit. That's right, Rita. Go ahead, touch your face on the shins, pull on the heels, and you just go as much as you can in the direction, getting 100% benefit for the circulatory systems of blood and lymph, of all the joints and of the nervous system. Hold it right here. Good, change again, bring the hands back in front, interlace, grip, and come up, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides. Good. As far as your body's concerned, you have done everything absolutely amazingly beautifully for the last 20 minutes. So if there's some disagreement of thought, just learn, okay, the body is happy with me right now. It's so happy. The mind is just, you know, doing its thing. Okay, awkward pose, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach in, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips out behind you. Excellent. All right. Upper body naturally leans forward a little bit. Hips stick all the way out behind you and then sit down until thighs are parallel to the floor. Very good. Nice, Juicer. Suck in your stomach. Lift your chest up. Arms look great, Shamina. Lean your upper body back more. Try to fall down backwards and try to touch the mirror at the same time. Inhale, breathing, come up. Second part, the arms stay there. Go right up on the tiptoes, super high heels. Push the big toes down, heels up. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling and sit right down on the tippy toes. Push the heels up more, come up higher on the tiptoes, big toes pressing down. Sit down until your thighs are parallel to the floor like you're sitting in a chair but no lower. Everybody heels up, come up higher on the tiptoes, knees up towards the ceiling. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Inhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Very slowly sit down, keeping the knees together. Pretend you're holding something between the knees, a piece of paper or something that you cannot drop. You can try Rita, knees together, if possible, all the way down. Just try your best. Eventually, you sit all the way down on the heels. Or just above the heels. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Arms look great, Marissa. Keep the chest up, shoulders down, spine stretching up towards the ceiling. With the knees together, inhale, breathing. Slowly you can come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall. All the way up. Right foot steps back to the left, arms down by your sides. I'm glad to see you smiling at yourself, Yatidi. Okay, second set. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Feet straight ahead, pointing forward, not turning in, not turning out. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, stomach in, sit down. Go ahead, please. Feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Go ahead, sit down like you're sitting on the edge of a chair or platform.
Wonderful for the ankles, knees, and hips. Now, suck in your stomach, but we're also getting the heart and vascular system working a little more. Now, suck in your stomach, lift the chest up, lean your upper body more back. That's it, Jessica. Reach forward, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay there. Take a deep breath all the way on the tiptoes. If you can imagine the heels 6 inches off of the floor, like the foot of a Barbie doll, super high heels. Suck in your stomach, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Go ahead, sit down on the tiptoes for just 10 counts, heels up, 9, that's it, Shamina. 8, ankles press forward, 7, push big toes down, 6, 5, sit down in the chair, 4, thighs parallel to the floor, 2, super high heels, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, feet flat just for a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on the toes, squeeze your knees together. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, slowly sit down. Always try to stretch your spine up towards the ceiling when you inhale in this posture. Inhalation, especially with the stomach in, you can go ahead and sit all the way down. Inhalation with the stomach in lifts the ribs up, and that rib lift pulls on the spine upward. Another way of decompressing the spine. So if you're sitting all the way down, arms and thighs parallel to the floor. Inhale, stomach, and slowly come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall. All the way back up. Okay, feet back together, arms down by your sides. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Eagle pose is next, Garudasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. That's the correct grip, Rita. Now pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels, upper body back a little bit. Right leg lift up over the left as high as possible, crossing the legs, each other, twisting them like ropes. All of these postures affect the lymphatic circulation. This one in particular, you have pressure on a lot of surface area of the body. So it's twisting the legs like ropes, even if the foot doesn't wrap yet, creates this benefit. Pull your elbows down more, suck in your stomach, bring the upper body back at the end. Good, come up please, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. That's correct. Sit down in the chair, bend your knees first, body weight on the heels, upper body back. Now left leg, lift up over the right. Yes, the higher you cross. Now we're starting the balancing aspect of the class. So this demands, but also builds, gives you tremendous concentration power. Sit down little by little with the body weight slightly to the heel. Pull your elbows down more, suck in your stomach, upper body back at the end. Change, come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands, pull the elbows down, stomach in, bend your knees, keep your feet together, sit down as much as you can with the feet flat. Right leg, lift up over the left, that looks great. Cross your legs, I want pressure, squeezing, twisting of the legs. Right foot eventually behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. Now, check in the mirror. Bring the hands, elbows, knees, and feet as much as possible in the center line of the body, right below the nose. Hold steady here, normal breathing. Upper body back at the end. Wonderful. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. All right, pull the elbows down. So eventually the fingers will be pointing straight up. At first, if you need to interlace the fingers, that's fine. Eventually straight up and fingertips go down below the nose. Sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels, upper body back. Now left leg lift up over the right. Pressure between the thighs. So sit down more. If the foot is not wrapped yet behind the calf muscle, just sit down a little bit lower. You get 100% benefit. For those systems I mentioned, moving the fluid throughout the body, anti-inflammatory, keeping that moving, pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. And now you hold. When you find the limit of your posture, just hold steady, breathe smoothly by the nose. Change, come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head, exhale, arms down by your sides. So take a very short break. If you need a sip of water, go ahead. Excellent. All right. You guys look great. Wonderful. Any questions so far? It's so nice to meet you guys, Jessica and Rita. I'm sorry about my R's. I'm not so great with them. How's it? You look great. You're doing really well.
Wonderful. All right, now we're going to be balancing again on one foot. It is normal and expected that you fall at times. Not fall, but you know, put the other foot down. Be as simple as you can about it. If you fall or the foot drops, just pick it up again and just start from scratch. Very fresh and sort of clean in your mind about it. You don't have to worry that anything's going wrong or bad. It's just, okay, I dropped my foot, I pick it up. Standing head to knee pose, feet together, bring your right leg up in front of you. Exhale, breathing, go and grab the right foot, all 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below the toes. Now, if you cannot reach the foot yet, you can stand on your left leg, round the spine some amount, and just reach for the foot. So you look something like this. It's wonderful. Still working on the balance of the standing leg. Eventually be able to grab the foot 2 inches below the toes, thumbs included, interlace fingers. That's it. Now, standing leg solid, concrete lamp post, unbroken. Inhale, breathing very slowly, gently, right leg can lift up and stretch forward. Eventually, parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a nice deep breath, kick the right heel forward, flexing the foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. To change, straighten the arms. Bend your knee and stand again, feet together. Okay, other side. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. You can flex the foot up from the ankle. And exhale, go and grab the left foot. Exactly 2 inches below your toes, all 10 fingers interlaced, thumbs included with the grip. And if you can't grab the foot yet, you can just reach for it, go as much as you can. Now, standing leg solid, concrete lamp post, unbroken. Inhale, breathing, left leg very slowly, gently lift up. Upper body, chest up a little bit as you're lifting the leg. Take a nice deep breath. Kick the heel forward, flexing your foot from the ankle. Try to get both legs locked. And when you can balance there comfortably, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Try to reverse out of it, arms straight. Bend the knee. You got it. Feet together, arms down. Second set, we get to try again. Pick up the right foot in front of you, or reaching for the foot. Standing leg solid, concrete mat pose. Now, once you get the foot in your interlaced grip, go ahead, right leg lift up, slowly and gently. Yeah, that's fine, Jessica, that's a good way to get the foot. Slowly, gently, right leg lift up, and stretch forward. Take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward. Try to get the right leg exactly parallel to the floor, so you can lift your chest up a little bit more to help the leg lift. Once both legs are locked, elbows can come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and you'll put your forehead on your knee. Change again, straighten the arms. Looks great, standing on one foot. From start to finish, feet together now. Last one, left leg lift up, pick up the foot in front of you. Try to get some interlacing of the fingers. Doesn't have to be super deep. Some interlacing of the fingers with the thumbs under your foot. Inhale, breathing, left leg slowly, very gently lift up. Then stretch forward until the entire leg is parallel to the floor. Looks good, Marissa. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once you see the elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach with your smiling, happy face. Touch your forehead on your knee. Breathing normally. Okay, you can change again, head up. Looks great, you guys. If you practice trying to stand on one foot and trying to pick up the foot on a regular basis, you're not going to lose it. You will not wake up one day and not be able to do it. It's just how the body works, right? I have to tell you a story, but let's start standing bow pulling palms. All right, so bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Pretend you're holding something in your hand. Reach out to the side. The palm still faces up. You never want to turn the hand down. Straighten your elbow. See, the palm is still open. Bend the right knee and put the ankle right into your hand. So the arm stays, palm facing outward. Knees together. Stretch your left arm up in front of you. Palm facing the mirror. Knees together. Inhale, stretch straight up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now charge your upper body forward at the same time. Kick the right leg all the way back. And then kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot coming up
over your head in the center, toes point straight up. Keep your standing leg locked throughout the posture and your chin up, so ideally you can look in the mirror at your standing knee or even at the face. Bring the upper body down little by little until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's it. I want you to stretch forward and kick up equally, simultaneously, 50-50. Take a deep breath, stretch forward, more kick. Keep the chin up, look straight ahead, kick, body down, stretch, and kick up some more. Change again, feet together. All right, other side. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing up. So pretend you're holding something in the hand. Reach out to the side, straighten your elbow. The palm stays open to the side. Put your ankle right into your hand. So you're grabbing from the inside, not from here, so grab here. All right, right arm up. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up. Begin, charge your upper body forward on the right side. Simultaneously, kick the left leg all the way back. Look straight ahead, keep your chin up, right leg locked. While stretching forward and kicking up, bring your upper body down, little by little, until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. That's it, take a deep breath. Push the right hand fingertips forward and kick straight up. Now just stay here, breathe as smooth as you can by the nose. Body weight forward to the base of the toes. Come down, kick. Stretch forward, kick. Let the left shoulder be kicked back and up. Change again, feet together. I got my eyes checked yesterday and I was asking about cataracts. I said, oh, my dad had cataract surgery. He's like, don't worry, you got at least 20 years. But he goes, it's just a part of aging, just like losing flexibility is part of aging. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything. He just said, you know, as you get older, you can bend less. You're stiffer. And I was like, not gonna, I did encourage him to come to yoga, but I wasn't gonna debate with him what we think of as normal. Anyway, so maybe eyes do that, but I was like, wait a minute. No, you don't have to go that way. Okay, second set, right hand up in front of you, palm up. I think he might come, his back hurts, you know? Left arm up in front of you. But we have to change our minds about the body. We don't know a lot of things we think we know. Inhale, stretch up, go ahead, charge forward, kick back, 20 counts, keep your chin up, 19, 18, kick all the way back, 17, that's it. 16, the front arm, 15, all the way down, 14, parallel, 13 to the floor, 12. Now push fingertips forward, 11. That's the correct grip, Rita, good. Keep kicking for 9, 8, take a deep breath, 7, standing leg locked, 6, keep your chin up, 5, 4, now stretch and kick equally, 3, at the same time, 2, body down, kick more, 1, yes, you got it, wonderful, feet together. Last one, left hand up, keep the palm up, reach out, hold the ankle from the inside so this inner arm is open, it gets nice and open and stretched, right arm all the way up in front of you, stretch up, and then begin, 20 counts, charge forward, 19, 18, kick all the way back, 17, keep your chin up, 16, 15, standing leg locked, 14, 13, bring your front arm, 12, a little bit more forward, 11, so shoulder eventually, 10, touches with your chin, 9, standing leg locked, 8, inhale, breathing, 7, kick up more, 6, body down and kick, 5, now you just hold it, 4, 3, stretch and kick equally, 2, 1, awesome, okay, feet together, arms down, yeah, that'll move your shoulders, that's good stuff. Okay, balancing stick pose is next. You can step back to the back of your mat if you need room in front of you. Tula Dandasana. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Lift your chin up a little bit, keep your arms with your ears. Inhale, breathing, big step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the left foot facing the ceiling. Squeeze your hands, palms, come down, leg up until you look like a capital letter T. Everything in one line, your arms, head, neck, spine, and left leg parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up, keep your arms with your ears, chin up. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes pointed. Come down, upper body down, right leg up.
Sole of the foot, good Shemina. Back leg lock looks great. Standing leg lock looks good. Now come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. Imagine I'm pulling you forward from the arms. Go and touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up. Feet together. You got it. Arms down by your sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace fingers, pointer fingers up, chin up. Inhale, big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed. Now come down, upper body down, left leg up. It's a relatively short posture, so you have to make up your mind. I'm going to stand on one leg and stretch from end to end. So imagine I'm pulling the arms forward and pulling the back leg, toes back. Natural human traction. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good balance, Angela. Chin up, big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Come down, upper body down, leg up. So you're tractioning your own body using your own muscle strength, using your own body weight for resistance. A wonderful kind of strength and resistance. You're creating very fine muscles and joints. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, stretch and stretch and stretch and change again. Come up, feet together. Yeah, that's a good one. Arms down by your sides. If you keep it moving, again, it will still move tomorrow. Okay. Sometimes I feel like I'm saying this really silly, obvious stuff, but it's not obvious to us until we do it and feel it and see it, you know? So please forgive me if I'm stating simple things. Please step to the left side of the mat, standing separate leg, stretching pose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. That will do. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now make sure the heels are in one line. The feet can point straight ahead or turn in slightly, but they should not turn out. Lock your legs, thigh muscles contracted. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then come forward. Look forward, upper body stretches forward towards the mirror. And then down towards the floor, keeping the legs locked throughout the posture. When you can't see yourself anymore in the mirror, grab your heels from the outside. Stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't grab the outside of the heels, hands can start out on the floor in front of you. And then little by little, walk your hands towards the feet. So initially, you might have the fingertips underneath the toes, and then the outside of the feet. And then little by little to the outside of the heels. Now with your legs locked, that means above the kneecaps, the thigh muscles are lifted and contracted. Then you can pull on the heels and stretch your upper body down. Roll forward a little bit, look forward, chin forward. Whole back side of the body stretches in this posture, coccyx to the forehead, coccyx to the toes. Looks good, Marissa. To change, bring your arms out and head up and slowly stand up like that. All the way back up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down by your sides. And then just stand for a moment, a couple of breaths. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. You can take a slightly wider step if you did not touch the head to the floor yet. Go ahead, lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward towards the mirror. Go ahead, stretch the upper body forward. Bring the body down, keeping the standing, both legs locked, the standing legs. And when you can't go down anymore, grab the heels from the outside. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down towards the floor. First the leg stretch and the hip stretch, then the whole back side of the body stretches. But we're not only stretching muscles, we have this inversion of the upper body, so the blood pressure changes all over. All right, especially at the head, it's not used to being down below the torso. All right, we also get a wonderful, helpful pressure on the diaphragm and therefore change the breathing movement a little bit. So this is really good for the respiratory system. It helps you breathe into parts of the lungs or use parts of the lungs that normally don't get used. So you can just pay attention to the breathing while here. Stretch more if you can, but otherwise staying here is excellent. All right, to change, bring your arms out and head up. Slowly you can stand up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by the sides. We also looked, you know, the optometrist just showed me a picture of the blood vessels on my eyeball. He took a picture and he's like, oh, the blood vessels look good and great. And I said, well, I do put my body upside down on a regular basis. I know I'm treating the vascular system, the blood vessels, probably even in my eyeballs, right? He was on board with movement. He was like, one day when I was younger, I read that lymph needs to be moved. So even when I felt bad, I would just move. I would do some exercise because of the necessity. So he's like, he's on board. He's just been busy with his
eye career, right? Like that happens, that's life. Next is triangle pose. Please stand on the left side of your space or mat there. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. And that's what we're doing here, moving lymph in all the postures. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Lift your chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. So you have two heels in one line, the right foot turned all the way out. Now bend your right knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Bring your arms back, opening the chest. Take a deep breath, tilt your upper body, bring it over to the right. Right arm on the inside of the right knee. And I'll show you kind of what it looks like. Right arm on the inside of the right knee. And push your knee back with help of the elbow. So you're aiming to touch between your big toe and second toe. Then turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder. Profile of the face visible in the mirror. I want you to tuck the butt cheeks underneath you. Push the hips forward a little bit. This will give you more control of the right hip joint. Keeping the right leg locked, sit down a little bit more. Turn and twist your upper body back in here. Good, inhale, breathing, come up, step in the middle. Feet straight ahead, take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest up, turn your left foot all the way out to the left. Bend your left knee, sit down until the left thigh is parallel to the floor. Arms back, stomach in, take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the left now. Bring the left arm on the inside of the left knee. Push your knee back so you're aiming and eventually touching between your big and second toe. Then turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. The profile of the face is visible in the mirror. Nice deep breath and keep the upper body lifted so you have a big gap, triangle, between the left thigh and rib cage. Now turn and twist a little bit more, sit down more, keeping the right leg locked, right foot flat on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, inhale, feet together, arms open. Arms down by your sides. Any questions on triangle pose? Any birthdays today? All right, let's do second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Lifting the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to the right. Bend your knees, sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Try to get the right thigh horizontal. Hips forward once more, arms back. Inhale, begin. Tilt your upper body to the right. Bring the right arm, now that might be the right hand, wrist, right forearm on the inside of the knee. That's right, Rita. Then left arm stretches straight up. The hips, you want to bring down little by little, but do it with your extra strength. That looks great, Angela. Push the right foot firmly, very strongly into the floor. Left leg locked, left outer thigh and hip muscles contracted. Now to twist, as you push the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward and turn your chin one more to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up. That looks great. Turn the right toes straight ahead. Inhale, breathing. Both hips forward, arms back, lift the chest. Turn your left foot all the way out to the left. You can bend the knee as soon as the foot is turned, sit down. Try to get the thigh horizontal position. Inhale, breathing, begin, tilt the upper body. Go ahead, left arm on the inside of the left knee. Push your left knee towards the back wall and the hips from behind, so butt cheeks tuck forward underneath. Turn and twist, chin to the right shoulder. Now, in order to sit down more, it's not just a flexibility thing, it's a strength thing. So I want you to push the left foot firmly down into the floor. That looks great, Shamina. Upper body stays lifted, lower body down more, keeping the right leg locked. Now take a deep breath. As you push the left knee back, bring the left shoulder towards the mirror and chin to the right. Inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Left toes turn straight ahead. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down by your sides. Wonderful. Standing, separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just your thumbs cross. Right foot, step out to the right. Big step, almost as big as triangle. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and left hip forward. That looks good, Jessica, to get your two hips in one line. Now inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Go down front side. Touch your forehead to the right knee. If you cannot get your forehead to the knee, bend the right knee up a little bit to bring the knee to the forehead. The hands in front of the foot, if possible, together. If they have separated to catch you, walk them in towards each other. So eventually, keep the hands palms together. Push the fingertips into the floor. I want a rounded spine, so tuck your chin to the chest. Try to get your head up and in closer to your stomach. Back leg stays locked, back heel pressing on the floor. Now keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg and slowly come up, rounded spine. All the way up till you're standing again. And once you're standing, turn 185 degrees. Make sure you turn enough. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward a few times, two hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin first to the chest. Look at your chest or look at your stomach. Look at the abdomen so you get the maximum forward bend. Bring your forehead to the knee. If you cannot get your forehead to the knee, keep trying. Bend your knee, tuck the chin, push the middle and lower back up towards the ceiling while pushing the fingertips into the floor. This will help you get the compression of the front side, especially the pancreas, and the chin tucking helps you get compression and massage of the thyroid and parathyroid tissues. Back leg stays locked, looks great in the room, you guys. Back heel flat on the floor. Keeping the chin tucked, lock your front leg, slowly, gently come up. Right hip stays forward. Come all the way back up. Once you're standing, turn, face the front. Right foot steps to the left, arms down by your sides. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Second set, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, arms overhead, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed. Right foot step out to the right. Turn on your heels. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. All right, looks great. Inhale, stretch up, tuck your chin to the chest, and you go down front side, suck in your stomach. Hold it in. Bring your forehead to the right knee. I want no gap between the chin and the collarbones there, right in the middle. This compresses the not only the thyroid and parathyroid, but a lot of the compression we do, it's not just about compressing that organ or squishing that muscle, for example, but restricting the blood flow. So we're pressing on or massaging and then holding the blood supply to and then blood drainage from the ductless glands, endocrine glands, as one example. Keep the back heel pressing down, two hips in one line parallel to the floor. Wonderful. You can change, lock the front leg, slowly come up. Left hip stays forward. So this process, go ahead, turn and face the opposite wall of restricting circulation and then releasing it. Right hip forward, there you go. Inhale, stretch up. Go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down front side, forehead to the knee. We just refer to it shorthand as the tourniquet effect. So you're not tying anything around the blood vessels, all right? But you're using your own body parts to press on them and restrict the circulation to certain designated areas in each posture. And that's part of why we need stillness. There's many reasons for the stillness, but part of why, and part of the biggest benefit of the stillness in the postures is that the circulation is restricted for some time passing while the heart and blood vessels are beating. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, then slowly come up. And that creates a certain process, certain pressure that then gets released when you get out of the posture and delivers extra oxygen to those parts. Turn, face the mirror once you're up. Right foot back to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Okay, now we have tree pose. Stand with your feet together. The only problem with this process is that you can't put it in a bottle and sell it in a pill. You have to do it to yourself. Okay, feet together. But maybe that's really the good news, honestly. Right leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Tree pose is next. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and grab underneath at the toes with the left. Bring the heel as high as it will go. Take your time with the right knee. Once your heel is all the way at the top of the thigh, stand up nice and tall. Slowly, very gently, the right knee can come down and back to eventually get two knees in one line. If you're having a hard time getting the heel all the way up there, feel free to hold the leg and lift it and just stand tall like this. Your TV is a great example of just waiting in tree pose. Only once the heel's up here, then the knee can drop. But until then, just hold it. Two hips in one line, two shoulders in one line. You can bring the hands up in front of the chest if the foot doesn't slip. Stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling. Good. To change, bring the right foot down. Arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Grab the front of the ankle with your left hand. Pick the knee up as much as it needs to go. And grab underneath at the toes with the right hand. Bring the heel as high as possible on the thigh. So it's fine if the knee is up for a while. Once you can stand here with the heel at the top of the thigh, only then bring the knee down. Just make sure the foot doesn't slip. So I'm going to keep my right elbow bent and hold the foot so it cannot go anywhere. Suck in your stomach, two hips in one line. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. If the foot doesn't slip at all, left hand can come up in front of the chest. And eventually, right hand can come up, push the hips forward, upper body stretching up. Great, change again. Left foot down to the floor, arms down. Now for toe stand, start in tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as it will go comfortably on the thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. And if you can't get all the way down there, just hang out and wait. If you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips, and you'll sit down all the way, just above the heel. That's it. Then bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. To get two knees in one leg parallel to the floor. From here, stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling. Bring your left hand in front of the chest, and then right hand up, palms together. Got it. Change again, hands down, push your hips back up. Stand back up in tree pose. Tree pose change. Right foot down, arms down. Last one, left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. If it stays in the top 6 inches of your thigh, you can bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing straight. And then once you touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips, sit down on the heel. Arms walk around to the sides of the body. Left toes point to the right, left knee down. Then you try to get the spine stretching straight up, chest up, shoulders relax. Right hand can come up in front of the chest, and then left hand up, palms together. Change hands down to the floor, push your hips in, and stand up in tree pose. Tree pose change. Next is Savasana. Please turn around, relax on your back. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. If you could, adjust your cameras so I can see. The best view, if you can do it, is a side view, if I can see the long side of the mat. But if that's not possible, that works great, Jessica. If that's the room dimension, I don't mind if the heads are towards the camera. Side view is amazing. I can see your spine. Ooh, that's great. Okay, thank you. So, Savasana, you can just lie down on your back. Wonderful. Arms down by your sides. Palms facing up. And start with the heels touching each other. That looks good. Now, we are not trying any grand physical feat like some of those postures, but we are trying to maintain as much intensity of concentration. So let the arms and legs just be loose and relaxed, all the way to the fingers and thumbs and all the way down to the toes. Completely relax your abdomen. So when you breathe in, you feel, observe, know that you're breathing. The abdomen rises up a little bit, and then as you exhale, you know it completely. You feel the exhale in the abdomen sinking down and the relaxation that happens in the body. And then you do it again. Persisting, trying again to keep your mind so fully and deeply involved in exactly what you're doing right now. Inhaling and exhaling. Try again, concentrate again. And again and again. Over and over. Until that becomes more normal than unusual. At first, it may be unusual to have your mind here, now, but it can become more normal, more how things usually are. Or even at least for an hour of a day. That's a big deal. Any improvement is significant. Any change in that direction is important and wonderful. Okay, so we have postures now on the floor, and we will rest after each one. First is Winder Moving Pose, right leg lift up. Grab your right leg exactly 2 inches below your knee, interlacing the fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. I trust you, Jessica, do what you think is helpful, all right? Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, elbows in close, that's fine. Well, you guys have a nice big mirror, that's a perfect yoga room. All right, keep your head on the floor, tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. That's it, pull until you feel the limit at the hip joint. And then when you stay here and breathe, you have created pressure at the ascending aspect of the large intestine there. And then you breathe in and out and create another change in pressure there as you breathe. Change, right leg lower down, arms down, left leg lift up, deeply interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. So the human digestive and eliminative system or systems there, they expect us to have the thighs press on the abdomen, okay, in like a deep squat on the ground. Now, we don't usually do that these days, but you can simulate it by Winder Moving Pose. Pull the left knee down, tuck your chin towards the chest, breathing normally with the posture. Great, Juicer. Change again. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other, just a couple of inches below the knees. Nice tight grip, compact position. If you cannot grab your elbows, you can grab the forearms or the wrists, but if possible, you'll grab on each elbow, all the way in, Rita, like this. Yep, there you go. Now, feet relaxed, side by side, ankles uncrossed. Head on the floor, tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. So the back of the neck flattens to the floor, little by little, your entire spine flattens to the floor. Keep the breathing steady, chin tucks just a little more. Change again, back to the rest position, Savasana, heels together, palms open towards the ceiling. Let everything relax completely. Wonderful. Concentrate on the inhale, the whole thing. Concentrate on the exhale from start to finish. Nice breathing, Angela. Keeping it steady. All right, second set, we try again. Same thing, right leg lift up, deeply interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Now, the leg that you are pulling on, relax it completely. The foot and the ankle, totally loose. The other leg that is out straight, especially if the calf muscle is not touching the floor, you can turn the left foot straight up towards the ceiling and then flex it back at the ankle. It's a good stretch, it's a little stretch for the front of the hip. Pull and freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down. Other side, left leg, lift up. Deeply interlace your fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Pull until you feel the limit at the hip joint. I don't want a sharp, pointed pain spot anywhere, just until you feel a stretch or a limit or a compression. Tuck your chin, look down. The right leg, you can flex that foot up and back, but the leg you're pulling on, completely relaxed. Nice grip, Yatiti. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up. Grab your elbows each other, just a little bit below the knees. Nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. All right, so once you get your grip, you don't need to tug or pull. Just have a grip that you can hold, not slipping. Tuck your chin, look straight down. You can try to grab elbows, but if it's too much on the hips, you can grab the forearms or the wrists. Now, little by little, the spine lengthens and flattens. So you can imagine the top of your head getting closer to the mirror. Chin tucked, hold it. Okay, change again. Back to the Savasana, resting position, where we have not only restoration, but improvement of blood flow, especially to the digestive system now and the hips, area of the hip joints. Next, we have a sit-up. Bring your feet together, flex them back at the ankles, arms over the head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, please. Grab your toes. Strong exhalation. Double dark head to the knees. Awesome. Turn around, lie down for cobra pose. Lie down on your front side. Hands tuck right underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. Glue it down. Oh, that's great, Jessica. That's a good one. Okay. Perfect. All right. All five fingers together on each hand. No space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. So elbows stick up. Now legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, press your upper body up using 100% back strength. Keep your legs locked, feet on the floor. Come up halfway. So the elbows open to a 90 degree angle. You can come up a little bit more. I want the belly button on the floor, but the rest of the upper body in the air. Now lift your chin up, push the neck up. Drop your shoulders down, total spine back bends. Good, change again, lower the chin. That's a good start, you guys. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. Arms straight position, let the fingers relax. Everything. Second set, chin on the floor, hands tucked right underneath the chest there. All five fingers together on each hand. All right, push palms down, chin on the floor, legs together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, lift your upper body up. Come all the way up until, that's it, Marissa. Belly button is on the floor, everything above the belly button in the air. So you can come up more, come up higher. That's a good height, Jessica. Now elbows in towards the waist and drop the elbows down so the shoulders drop down. Away from the ears. Now lift the chin up, throat and neck. You can come up higher, Rita. Come up, squeeze hip muscles, lift the spine up. Good. Change again. Lower the chin. Great start. Very nice. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. Heels fall open. I have a yoga globe, Jessica. And you guys get a pin. You guys are the first on the continent. I've had most other continents. You guys are like awesome pioneer here. Okay, we're going to set up locust pose, but can you tell me, do you see my pin here? Where exactly? Close to Marrakesh. Are you in Marrakesh or north? Where from Marrakesh?
Marrakesh.
Right in there?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. All right, that's easy. Okay, next is locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the floor. Now slide your arms underneath the body until eventually the pinky fingers are touching side by side. Then bring your chin forward, neck flat. Arms might hurt a little bit. Lock your right leg, point the toes. Begin, right leg lift up, come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. That looks great. Push both shoulders down, bring the right leg up a little bit higher. Everybody lift up more. That's it, right leg lower down. Chin forward, make sure the head is on straight. Lock your left leg, lift up, other side. Left leg lift up, come up to a 45 degree angle, half of 90. Knees straight, the whole leg stretching back. Come up more up, lift up, go up, reach the leg up. Change, left leg lower down. Now, turn your head in. I want your mouth on the towel. And make sure you do not turn the head from side to side. Readjust arms. Now inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. Two legs in the air. You can do it. Push your hands down, legs up, any amount. Squeeze legs together. Lift up without bending the knees. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. Push hands down. Bring the legs up more. Very good. Lower the legs. That's right. Take your arms out. Completely relax. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. Second set, turn your hands over, palms down. Now, if the arms hurt too much underneath the body, you can separate them a little bit. Chin forward, neck flat eventually. Lock your right leg, lift the right leg up. 10 counts, begin. 9, 8, knees straight, 7, toes pointed. 6, lift up. 5, great Shemina. 4, 3, hold it there. 2, lift up. 1, right leg down. Wonderful. Left leg, lock it and lift up. 10 counts, begin. 9, 8, knees straight, 7, toes pointed, 6, 5, little higher, 4, push arms down, 3, flat as possible to the floor, 1, good, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, Mouth on the towel, readjust arms a little bit. If the arms have to be wider, that's okay. You can, if needed, Rita, arms can come out to the sides if it hurts too much underneath. Anywhere is okay here. Yes, good. Mouth on the towel, both legs lift up. 10 counts, you can do it. 9, legs together, 8. 7, squeeze thighs, 6, come up more, 5, you got a Shemina, 4, even the hips, 3 are going to come up, 2, lift up more, 1, very good, lower the legs, you take your arms out, look to the left, Shemina, I can see the thighs lifting, can you feel it? So great, okay, turn your head to the left, breathe in and out by your nose. Next is full locust pose, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, like airplane wings, straight out from the shoulders. All 5 fingers together on each hand, thumbs with index fingers. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Now take a deep breath, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are on the floor. So arms up, arms out, lift everything. Even the thighs will come up. That's right. Now look up towards the ceiling. Bring your arms a little higher so the fingertips are in line with the head. Everybody chest up. Inhale, chest up. Exhale, everything lift up more. Change, slowly lower down. Hands, chin, and feet. Bring your arms down next to you and turn your head to the right. You've got to inhale and exhale by your nose. All right, second set, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs together as one. One leg, one cobra tail, does not open. Begin, please. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs. That looks good. Without bending the knees, without separating legs. Arms up, everybody. When you inhale, lift up something, chin up. Inhale, chest up. Inhale, look up. Inhale, legs up. Now hold here for 5, breathing smoothly. 4, a little bit of shaking. 3 is okay. 2, exhale, come up. 1. And then down. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. I always think about what I said, and I'm thinking, you know, I said you won't wake up one day not being able to move. But you know what, sometimes you do wake up, and having slept funny or driven in a car the day before, you do wake up and can't move something very well, or it hurts, okay? This is a possibility, so with some qualification, sometimes it happens where you wake up and all of a sudden you can't move something. However, if you have a yoga practice in your system, when that happens, because it's likely, sorry to say, it's likely to happen at some point, okay? I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but we have bodies and they get used and they get a little bit hurt sometimes. But if you have a yoga practice in your system over that long run, when that day comes when you wake up and something is injured, or if even there's an acute injury, you know how to move everything else, and you know how to be gentle and sensitive, but move things in a gentle, sensitive way. So there's wonderful potential and hope for that thing you woke up with to not long-term bring you down, because that's something that is quite common. That's, I think, why my optometrist said, well, that's just what happens. That is what happens if we don't have a regular, gentle, but intense movement stillness practice. I completely get why he thinks that. Makes perfect sense. Okay, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's not inevitable. Next is bow posture. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside. Just below the toes, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Yep, that's right. Wrists straight. Couple of options if you can't grab both feet. Angela's doing one of them. She has her knees bent. She's going to push the heels up and just reach back for the ankles. Okay, that's one option. Go ahead, everybody. Start the posture. Kick up and look up. So you still get the backward bend. She's reaching with both arms and pushing the heels straight up. The one arm thing's okay too, Jessica, but the two arm thing is also an option. Just reach back for the feet, kick the heels, both straight up towards the ceiling. This gives a most wonderful symmetrical backward bend. Now look up towards the ceiling, chin up. Keep kicking straight up. That's it, Rita. Kick up more. Kick up, look up, everybody, chest up. Change. Lower down the chin. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Inhale and exhale by the nose. So now when you breathe, you can feel the lower back rise up, right? Something's got to move in there. And the floor doesn't let things move downward. So excuse me, second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside, just below the toes, all five fingers together. Now I want you to hold tightly with your hands, but the wrists, I want you to straighten as much as possible. Okay. Kick up and look up. Go ahead. Please kick without intermission. However high you go, you go. Lift your chin up. Kick. Upper thighs press up off of the floor. Even the chest and ribs come up. Roll forward so you're balancing on the abdomen, right on the stomach. Kick, everybody kick, look up, kick up. Change. Looks wonderful. Everybody looks great. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. Inhale and exhale by your nose. Next, we have fixed firm pose, Supta Vajrasana. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels with knees and feet together to start with. Then you can lift your hips up a little bit to separate your feet and lower the hips straight down towards the floor. Now make sure the feet point straight back. They never turn out to the side, okay? You can open your knees wider, but make sure the heels are always in contact with the hips. If you can sit down comfortably, bring your hands to the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows, one at a time. And you can stay here, this is the limit. If you're okay there, drop your head back. Bring the top of the head to the floor, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body relax on the floor. Then arms over the head, grabbing your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the floor, tuck your chin towards the chest. Lifting the chest and abdomen up. We'll just hold one set of this. So if you need to do another version, you can do that now. Or you can just stay here. This is wonderful. This is a big time posture for the lymphatic system and the vascular system, the legs, in particular blood vessels. All right, to change, bring your hands back up to the feet. With help of the elbows, come back up in the middle. Turn around with that side of the back. That's so good. You can feel the leg pressure change. One thing that yoga is tuning in, observation of what there is, what you have to work with. We have tremendous potential to work with, even just on a physical, nameable body part level. We have a tremendous amount of potential to move, to strengthen, to mobilize, to control. We don't want to have total mobility, flexibility with no strength. That can become a liability. We want it in balance, strength and mobility and control. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Okay, next is half tortoise pose. We will also do one set of this. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Now, stretch the upper body forward towards the mirror. Reach forward, side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor, palms together. So the arms look like this, palms together, thumbs crossed, that's right. If possible, Rita, forehead can touch the floor. Hips touching the heels. We're trying to stretch the entire spine, coccyx to the neck and beyond by pressing the hips back towards the heels and stretching the arms forward. Continuously keep stretching. Shoulder blades, scapula sliding forward. Now take a few deep breaths while you hold the posture. Elbows locked, wrists in the air. Maintain nice deep breaths in and out by the nose. That looks good, Angela. Keep stretching the spine forward, lower spine, middle spine. Yes, all of it. Nice one, Marissa. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up, please change. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. We also have this tremendous concentration potential that is trainable. So, just the other day, I was writing down, what exactly makes yoga, yoga? What exactly are we doing? It's a combination of a few things that are significant, and it's specifically the combination that makes it so effective and integrated for all the aspects of the system, physical, mental, emotional, etc. The combination of things. Concentration being one of them, certain breathing another, stillness, in particular efforts. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Next is camel pose. Everyone stand up on your knees at the top of your mat, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Put your hands on the hips. As a beginner, you can put them in the back jeans pockets area or a little bit higher on the low back. Take a nice deep breath, push your hips forward, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now, normal, smooth breathing by the nose is the most important thing for holding the posture. So you just go back as far as you can. Right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, breathing smoothly. Then left hand down, grab the heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, full palm grip. Just take your time. You may keep your hands up on the hips if needed. Take a nice deep breath. Now push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward towards the mirror. That's right. Keep pushing forward all the way. To change, bring your hands back to the hips. Inhale, push both hips forward, chest up, spine straight in the middle. Good. You can turn around, relax on your back. Any questions at all? It is fine to keep your hands up on the hips or lower back so that you can keep pushing the hips forward towards the mirror. It's absolutely fine. One thing that takes time for just about everybody is learning how to breathe smoothly while doing a backward bend. Feet together, flex arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, a little bounce on the way down. Second set, stand up on the knees. 6 inches between your knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands on the low back or hips, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, drop your head back. Go back halfway. You can keep your hands there or one hand at a time to the heels. But try to keep your hips above the knees, so push hips forward. That's fine, Jews, or when possible, you can let the upper body drop back a little bit, a slight bend of the knees, so more body weight goes onto the feet. Just according to your breathing, according to the sensation. Keep pushing hips forward, everybody. That looks good. Full palm grip on your full heel is the goal. Change, please. That looks good. Bring your hands up, push hips forward, chest up, spine straight. That's great. Turn around, relax on your back. When you bend the spine, whether it's to the side or the back or the front or a twist, when you move the spine, you can't not move, all right? Meaning these other things must move along with the spine. You have these large blood vessels and nerve trunks sitting right on top of the spine, all of the abdominal organs, the thoracic organs, which means heart and lungs. You can't not move the rest of that stuff. It always moves with the spine. So sometimes you may even have some irritation of like an organ. Just now my stomach was like a little, didn't feel great. And I just did a back bend, it just helped something. Or you could try a forward bend. You can't stick your hand in there and massage something to help get it circulation or to reduce inflammation, but you can, well, some people do. There's a thing called visceral massage. Okay, I know people do this, but it's much more comfortable, honestly, to just move your spine, in my experience, having somebody try to push on organs. You have to be really relaxed. Now, I'm not saying don't do it. Please go for it if that is something you want or need, 100%. But we can do this on a regular basis using our own knowledge and just a little bit of time. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. sit up, exhale, breathing head to the knees. And some people really need someone to do it for them initially. I support it fully. Next is rabbit pose, sasangasana. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Put your hands on the heels, thumbs on the outside. This grip is a little tricky for first time, so you can watch at first. All right, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side, suck in your stomach, everybody. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top of your head touches the floor. Lift your hips up, roll forward. Once you are in the hips up position, make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. I want the top of your head on the floor, hips up in the air. Rolling forward, that's correct, Rita, until arms, elbows are straight. Keep a nice, tight grip on the heels, feet pressing into the floor. Squeeze your heels in a little bit towards each other, suck in your stomach, hold it in. Change, lower the hips down to the heels, inhale, breathing, and you can come back up. Turn around, relax on your back, head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. Very good. Rest again. I would say, though, that the heart and lungs, all right, those have a rib cage around them. And so to get the movement, the different massage sort of pressures, the different shapes of the thoracic or rib cage cavity that allow those body parts, the heart and lungs do massage each other, by the way. The lungs, every time you inhale, squeeze the heart. So taking really deep breaths squeezes the heart. It's part of the healthy circulatory system, actually, is good breathing. Pretty much, we don't have other people able to press on heart and lungs. We have to do that ourselves. So via deep breathing, and then via smooth breathing and postures with the spine bent in a certain way, we get to push on, sort of massage, restrict, and then improve, because of the restrictions, use of some parts of the lungs that otherwise wouldn't get it. Because we restrict certain aspects of the lungs by bending the spine, other portions of the lung tissue, they'll pop right in. They'll get forced to work, which is amazing. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Hands on the heels or close to them to start. Exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, go down front side, bring your forehead to the knees, top of the head automatically touches the floor. Then lift your hips up, rolling forward until the arms, elbows are straight. Once your head is down, please do not turn the head. Now you may walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. Maximum of 30% of your weight on the head. Feet press down. That looks good, Marissa. Everyone, when you exhale next, suck in your stomach, lift your hips up, stretch in the entire backside of your spine. Change again, lower the hips, bring the body up. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Looks great. The heart is most certainly not, I want to say not just a pump. It does help move blood, but all the blood vessels are muscular, the arteries are muscular, and the whole system is beating. I know that the trigger for the rhythm of it is in the heart, so I think a lot of times we think, well, the heart is just the pump, but in fact, if the heart has to become too much of a pump because the arteries have gotten stiff, the heart can become enlarged because it's over muscular. You know, it's too muscular because it's having to work so hard to move the blood. When the whole system, when the arteries are mobile, as they should be, they pulse, okay? And so the heart doesn't actually have to pump that hard. It just kind of puts a little pulse in the system. So keeping the arteries flexible, guess what you can do to keep the arteries flexible? Any ideas? This class. It's true. They actually did experiments on it. And you can do it in regular temperature, you can do it in hot room. It improves the arterial flexibility the same amount. That's really cool news. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, now we have head to knee pose. Turn around, sit facing the mirror, right leg out, bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab your right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle, tuck your chin to the chest, touch your forehead on your right knee. If you cannot get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee a little bit to bring the knee to the forehead. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Eventually, as you push the knee down, right leg will be locked, right heel will come off the floor in the air. Wonderful, inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Create pressure between sole of the right foot and inner left thigh. That's okay, just switch the legs. Turn your upper body to the left, reach out, grab the left foot 2 inches below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Then you go down front side, chin to the chest, stomach in. Touch your forehead on the left knee. You can bend the knee up a little bit to bring the knee to the forehead, then push the knee slowly down with the forehead. Eventually, left leg locked. However, please do not let the knee and forehead go away from each other. Two shoulders in one line, roll into the center enough so the shoulders are in one line parallel to the floor. Good spine rounding, Angela. Inhale, breathing, come up. Looks great, Marissa. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back for your sit-up as soon as the hands touch the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Next is called Paschimottanasana, stretching pose. You'll use two fingers on each hand, thumbs on top. Reach around each big toe. So the two fingers grab and the thumbs close the grip. That's right. Then walk your hips backwards 10, 15 times, right, left, to eventually get the legs straight. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. All right, take a deep breath, chest up, shoulders down, slowly push your knees down. But I want you to pull on your toes, flex the feet from the ankles, especially the little pinky toes, turn back. Little by little, good with the feet, ATD. Once the legs are locked, and you can stay there breathing normally, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Elbows can come out, relax the shoulders down, hold it, breathing normally. Inhale, breathing, come up, excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. I do have more yoga buddies to put on the yoga globe. Just the other day, I looked at the list of everybody who's done class online with us in the last 2 years. There's like 60 people. Now, some of them share pins. We might have more than one person in one country or city or area, but it's really fun. It's really cool. And I know there's so many more that we just don't happen to be in personal contact with. I have some friends in Johannesburg, way down south, just all over. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. We are going to do half spine twisting posture next. So for half spine twisting posture, sit on the floor, bend your left knee in front of you. Put the right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, two hips on the ground. All right, yep, that's it. Take a deep breath. Left arm stretches up. Cross it over the right knee, push your knee back, turn the hand over, palm down, grab the left knee with the left hand, then the other arm goes behind you, hand on the back, palm facing out. Twist your whole upper body to the right, joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twists. That's right, Rita, you can hold the knee with your hand, hold the knee. There you go, and now look over the shoulder behind you. Sit up nice and tall, two hips on the floor, twisting joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae. They each twist just a little bit and different amounts depending on the part of the spine. Inhale, sit up nice and straight. Look to the right, keep your chin up. Turn your whole upper body. Untwist the spine, that looks great. Under the arm, switch the legs, please, right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, two hips on the ground, good. Inhale, right arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the left knee, push your knee back, turn the hand over, palm down. That's a good grip. Read a good hand at the knee, then left arm behind you, hand on the back. Twist your whole upper body behind you. Look to the left. Left shoulder back. Chin stays up. Try not to drop the head or tilt. So the head is on straight, neck lifted. You're welcome to have your hand on the floor behind you, walking it around until you can sit up straighter and put your hand on the back, palm out. Looks great, ATV. Left shoulder back, twist to the left, hold it. Change again, untwist the spine under the arms. Relax on your back. Wonderful. Breathe in and out by the nose. So we have done the 26 postures. We finished with the breathing exercise, Kapalabhati and Vajrasana. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Now, you can sit on the heels, please, or if you need to sit otherwise, that's fine, it will still work. I'll show you what the breath looks like. In this exercise, you're going to only exhale. So the abdomen is going to move in. Thanks for putting the masks on in the room. Abdomen is going to move in when you blow out air. So it looks like this. I'll just do a few so you can see, you can watch. So when I suck in my stomach, it's like I'm blowing out a flame, blowing out a candle. And then you just relax the abdomen. The inhale will happen automatically. Okay, so let's try it. Keep your hands on the thighs, elbows locked. First, inhale fully. Exhale completely and begin. Keep going. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5. Keep going. 4, 3, 2, 1. Second set is quicker. Take one deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Begin. Wonderful to meet you, Jessica and Vita. Thank you so much for joining. I'll leave the Zoom meeting open. Go ahead, take your Savasana. Relax on your back for a couple of minutes. Angela, great class. Marissa, I'm so glad you made it. In the hot room, great practice. So you can separate your feet a little wider and the arms a little wider. I always leave the Zoom meeting open for 10, 15, 20 minutes, but I will leave the hot room. So if you think of any question or you just want to be in connection, please feel free to leave your question and or just your email address if you want to be in touch. No pressure, just I'll have your contact info. You can write me if you need anything. You can leave that in the chat if you wish. Otherwise, just have a nice rest here for a couple of minutes, breathing in and out by the nose. Let everything settle. You can close your eyes if you wish. But here we are working still on concentration from start to finish. Concentrate on the inhale, and from start to finish, concentrate on the exhale. And then try again. If and when you notice your mind went somewhere else, or sometimes, future or past, just try again. Re-establish concentration on the inhale. Great practice, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow.